You are listening to KHPT 977 The Bolt, and yes, it is time for Coach's Corner here on The Bolt, brought to you by 716 Maine. Donovan Mann, the sports director here at KHPT and the host of the show. This week will be the first baseball week of the 2021 season. We're going to talk with head coach Jason Thurm from the Humboldt High School baseball team. We'll get his insight on some preseason notes, as well as how his team is playing so far this season. Let's give the interview a listen, shall we?
Well, Coach, when you look at this year and you compare it to last year, I know we're early in this season, but I think the most noticeable difference from last year to this year, especially from a fan's perspective, is the bats are really hot early here this season. You know, last year hitting under 191 as a team, this year well over 300. So what has been the big difference this season?
Oh, I think our kids put a lot of time into the off season, and just we're motivated to improve upon what we did last year. And we lost some seniors, obviously, but the core group is coming back, and they saw a lot of at-bats last year, so that 1 year of experience makes a difference as well. And I think the big thing is confidence, and we get off to a good start, and that's just steamrolled for us, and we're having great at-bats. We're going up there, taking what pitchers are giving us and putting good swings and looking to do damage every time. And it's hitting sometimes is a contagious thing, and that's what we've had so far.
And then, of course, everybody knows last year COVID shortened the preseason to about 10 days of preseason practices. This year, you get that full 3 weeks of preseason practices. How has that impacted the approach to this season?
Well, it just gives you a little bit more. It gives you more time, obviously, but you're not rushed. It's not ideal because we have, like last year, it was just baseball, but this year it was back to the norm where we have a lot of kids involved in other activities, which is exactly what we want. But not only are we practicing, but we're dealing with soccer matches and golf meets and track meets as well. So it's quite the balancing act there, and we take our kids when we get them. But it was more of a normal routine, and as far as pitchers go, it gives pitchers a little bit more time to build up their stamina and get to where they need to be with it. And you feel more comfortable and confident going in, just having what you need to get in for that first game. And it's just more of a normal thing for us. So we were thankful for that. And I think it definitely, having the full 3 weeks helped us ready to go from the get-go there.
And you started talking about pitching a little bit. Pitching is continuing to be a strength for this team as it was last year. It's carried over to this year. Not necessarily guys who are going to blow big-time fastballs past you, but they can locate their pitches. How has the program been able to develop such good consistency on the mound?
Well, we have a lot of kids that are willing to pitch, and that's the big thing there. You in high school, you can't have enough pitchers, and we have kids that are willing to put in some time and that are willing to work. We start a throwing program up in February, and they go February, March, and April, and we get outstanding numbers, and it shows the commitment and the dedication that our kids have, and I feel that helps us, and we have some talented kids too as well, and like you said, we're not really where we can just throw somebody out there and expect to get double figure strikeouts every time out. We have some guys that are capable of that, but more times than not, we're going to have to go out and we're going to have to throw strikes and come ready to go in the field to be able to back that up. But I think that the number one thing in baseball, and especially high school baseball, is you got to be able to throw strikes. And for the most part this year, our guys are just pounding zone. And we've got a couple games where we've had more walks than what we like to. But as a coach, I can't complain, because our guys go out there and they're aggressive. And when your pitchers are in the strike zone, it makes a world of difference for your defense as well, because they're not standing around and watching. They know our guys are going to go out there and attack, and they got to be ready to field, and that just keeps you sharp and on your toes, and you're ready to make plays with it. I feel like we play a pretty good style of baseball with that, and it all starts with our pitchers.
And then big innings, especially through those first 2 weeks where we see 8, 9, up to 12, I think, in some games. Runs per inning has been huge for this offense. Were those big innings something you guys focused on as a team in the preseason, or are they just kind of happening?
Well, it's we have certain process goals that we try to achieve offensively, and one of them is to have at least one big inning in the inning. Find a big inning of 3 runs or more, and it's a case where it just part of that formula where we feel like if we can get 3 out of 5 things accomplished offensively in a game, we're going to have a pretty good shot at winning. And a lot of times you'll see, one team, the winning team's big inning, a lot of times is bigger than the opponent's total score is. And in high school baseball, you can't beat your, a lot of times it's one team beating itself, and to not beat yourself, we feel like you got to avoid the big innings, so at least from a defensive standpoint. But a lot of times big innings happen because the opposing team is walking batters, hitting batters, making errors, allowing stolen bases, those sorts of things, and we've been able to capitalize, and when we're able to put up those big innings, it makes it a lot easier on our defense and takes a lot of pressure off of our pitchers as well.
All right, Coach, really do appreciate your time today. Is there anything else before I let you go?
We're excited to be back into the swing of things this summer, and I'd just like to encourage people to come out and watch us. We're playing good baseball, and we look to continue.
It's certainly a very entertaining brand of baseball to watch. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thanks, Donovan.
Once again, thank you so much to Coach Thurm for taking time to talk with us here on KHBT 977 The Bolt and providing his insight for Coach's Corner. That will do it for Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Main. I am Donovan Mann. For all of us here at KHBT 977 The Bolt, go Wildcats. Have a great rest of your day.